Jason, quick
you
question.
You are one of one.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
Help me understand a little bit more clearly what you're asking.
Did you ever hear it called Don't Go Jason Waterfalls?
Is this Matt Hamilton?
I say that so helplessly, but like, I feel like
self-desperate sound in your voice.
Yeah. I am.
Jason Wilde is on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
What's up with that? We get Jason Wilde on a magical Friday. It's just amazing outside. We're hoping all of our listeners are enjoying this show with the windows down or hopefully even sitting outside on their back porch or something.
Enjoying a Coors Light.
Enjoying a Coors Light. You can watch us on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. And, Jason, we have some goofy questions to get to, but I was listening to Wilde and Tausch, and I wanted to suggest, like, you can't let the trolls get to you on the Aaron Rodgers stuff, because talking about Aaron Rodgers, especially with all the stuff that came out about from Minnesota's GM and the ties to O'Connell and what that would mean for the actual state of play for the Green Bay Packers if Aaron Rodgers came into the NFC North, like, he is a major topic. And I'll kind of go with the thou thinks one protest too much to the fans that get all worked up and be like, I don't care about Aaron Rodgers. To me, those are the fans that care the most about Aaron Rodgers. So keep up the good work.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jim. Yeah, look, I don't want people turning off the show. Oh, they're talking about Rodgers again. And so the idea of him going to Pittsburgh or the idea of him going to the Giants, which obviously won't happen now, I get it. That doesn't, you know, Pittsburgh at least is interesting because they're on the Packers' schedule. But the way Kwesi Adolfo-Mensah handled those questions, like, he twisted himself into a pretzel trying to find ways to not rule out the possibility because he didn't want to lie, right? He didn't want to say, no, J.J. McCarthy's our quarterback. Nothing is going to change that. He's our guy. We're moving forward with him. We're going to find a backup who is going to be a good mentor and supporter of him, but we're not interested in Aaron Rodgers. But he would have been lying because they want to see where J.J. McCarthy goes this offseason and perhaps even early in training camp. And they don't have to make that declaration. Now, what I would say he could have said was, look, if JJ's healthy, he's our guy. We don't want anybody else. It's not a question of whether he's good enough. We know he's good enough. We are convinced of that. But if he has issues with his knee, we have to have other options. And certainly the idea of adding a four-time NFL MVP and Super Bowl MVP, if J.J. has a setback, is an appealing option for us. But that's not the direction he went either. So, you know, I think performance and health are both issues that will affect whether J.J. McCarthy causes them to further pursue Aaron Charles Rodgers.
I want to follow up on that. Well, two parts. One, Jason, do this little trick because people, they listen. Because we've labeled so many people with when they get mad at my takes, I'm not going to listen anymore, guy. And you know who texts back in all the time? I'm not going to listen more any guy. I'm not going to listen anymore, guy. So
you can tell Rutledge
they're always listening. But for like, how long is Aaron going to make Pittsburgh wait? How long is Pittsburgh going to wait for Aaron? Because again, like, at some point, Pittsburgh's going to be like, maybe just Kirk Cousins is fine and we're just going to move on. We're not going to get dragged further and further into our offseason waiting on the whims of a wild man. Or a madman.
The whim of a madman. Whim of a madman.
Yes.
I kind of like that. Yes. That's a speed reference for you young people out there.
Thank you.
Is that a Nicolas Cage movie?
No.
I'm not.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not sure. It's a Keanu Reeves movie. It's a Jeff Daniels movie.
Sandra Bullock.
And Dennis Hopper.
Yep.
You know, I would say that it would appear right now with where the Steelers are that their options are limited. You said Kirk Cousins. They would obviously have to trade for him, right? Yep. So they would have to give something up for him. So I just, like, I kind of feel like they're in a position like they're the girl that is on standby to be asked to the prom. And the guy that has her in the waiting room, in the friend zone, really wants to go with the potential prom queen, but he doesn't know if she's going to say yes or not. Now, these are all things I know nothing about because I didn't go to prom. But that's how I at least saw it in the movies. So I don't think the Steelers are in, you know, are they? Right now it would appear that they're just going to go with Mason Rudolph. until Aaron Rodgers tells them, okay, the my favorite girl didn't want to go with me, so I'll go with you, Boof, and we'll go from there.
So who looks?
That, by the way,
Teen Wolf.
That, by the way, was a Teen Wolf reference that hardly anybody got on the panel.
You're so cultured, Jim, that you knew that one. Savage.
Michael J. Fox.
Okay. Jason, so, and that's it, like in the Steelers situation, maybe pathetic is too strong of a word, but who's more pathetic in this situation, the Steelers or Rodgers?
Oh, savage.
Oh, it's clearly
savage.
It's clearly the Steelers. It's clearly the Steelers. Like, you know, and look, Rodgers is in a position of, I could just not play. Or I can do who's the guy we always argue about whether he's elite? Joe Flacco. I can just pull a Joe Flacco and just wait and just take my merry old time, and then somebody's going to have a quarterback get hurt. Heaven forbid it would be the Packers, but I think they feel good enough about Malik Willis that they would not call Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, could you imagine hearing that call?
I could imagine that, and it would be spectacular. But I think he's in a position of, all right, I really want to see if McCarthy fails, and they not Mike McCarthy, although he kind of rooted for him to fail too. JJ McCarthy fails, and then I get to play with that team and that coach and stick it to the Packers and everything else, and then I'll settle for the Steelers if I really want to play, but maybe he doesn't even like the idea of playing for the Steelers enough to do that, even if the Vikings option's not there, right? Like, he went there, he was there for 6 hours, and the fact that he didn't sign, I think tells you everything you need to know about how enamored he is with the idea. Like, he just doesn't like that option, and so I just don't think he's in a position where he can play the I'm just going to retire card, and then if something palatable comes up for him, and maybe the Vikings or maybe the Steelers end up being more palatable than they appear to be now to him, but if he gets to that point, then he'll sign somewhere. But we all know he doesn't like the offseason program, just like Favre before him, so he doesn't appear to be in any hurry to join his new team, whoever it might be.
Jason, do you think there is, is there any sort of deadline that teams might have to worry about, whether it's acquiring a player or waiting until other teams have to cut players because of the new season or like new fiscal year or whatever, the payment year that they have to deal with?
It started now, yeah.
It did already start.
You mean like post June 1st cut?
Yeah, is the how June 1st. Okay. Yeah. So like, is there like a time frame where you could expect something out of Aaron, or can he literally hold off all the way until training camp?
I think he can hold off all the way to training camp, Matt. Like, there are no artificial deadlines here, other than, like Jim said, like if the Steelers are like, look, forget this guy, like he clearly has us as a back burner option. Let's go get Kirk Cousins, even if it's going to cost us a draft pick, and let's just go with him. But, like, with the way Kirk Cousins played, like, he came back from a ruptured Achilles, too. He didn't play nearly as well, right? And so, if you're Mike Tomlin, would you rather just wait, and then if it doesn't happen, all right, I guess we're stuck with Mason Rudolph? Or would you rather go and go get Kirk Cousins and pay a draft pick to do that? I feel like they're in a, and they've tried everything, right? Like, they tried Mitch Trubisky. They drafted Kenny Pickett. They tried, I mean, who's the next ex-Bears quarterback they can bring in?
Justin Fields? Agents?
Would he be next? They tried Justin Fields, too.
Oh, okay.
Who could be the next one, right? Like,
Bajan,
they
yeah.
just, they've tried everything. So they feel to me like a team that is kind of stuck. And they've never, not since Roethlisberger, and even when Roethlisberger was good, they were still defined by their defense. So maybe their mentality is, look, if we get Rodgers, great. It would be something we haven't had anything close to since Big Ben. But otherwise, you know, we'll just have Mason Rudolph, who started 18 games in the NFL, manage the game for us and win with defense and running the football and whatever else.
Jason, the Packers just announced that they hired Kevin Minara. I don't know if I'm saying that name right. As general counsel, is this anything that's significant for Green Bay? Is this kind of out of the ordinary? What do you know?
So that is a hire to replace Ed Policy, who was general counsel. And I don't know what his... He was in the C-suite somehow, but I don't remember which. But they need another lawyer on staff, I would assume, since they're promoting him. You know, the more interesting thing that they announced earlier today is that they brought back Christian Welch, who is a linebacker who played special teams for them for a couple of years and had a great training camp last year, and then they cut him anyway. And he ended up immediately getting picked up by the Ravens and playing really well for them. He's one of Bisaccia's favorites. And more importantly, he's a Wisconsin guy. He played at Iola Scandinavia, played in college at Iowa, so he's not perfect, obviously. But my favorite story with him, and I can't remember if it was last year, 23 or 22, where he went during their bye week and delivered a pep talk to his high school football team, and I talked to his head coach about it. And, you know, the Disney-fied version of it would be they came back from a huge deficit, and after his halftime speech, they went out there and won the game and made the playoffs, except they were up 27-0 at the half. So I think they won, like, 63-7 or something ridiculous. So I always gave Christian a hard time, saying, boy, that pep talk, man, they scored more points than they did in the first half. Good job on that. He's a terrific dude, and the fact that they didn't bring back Eric Wilson left a void in terms of that kind of bellwether, you know, stalwart special teams guy. He could certainly be that guy for them again. Goody wouldn't bring back Davante Adams, but he would bring back Christian Welch.
We have a non-serious question, but it's Friday. Molly Brown, basically, she hates John Travolta, hates Nick Cage. I'm not a Jack Black fan. And then we added one more name in Ben Affleck, and we're asking our fans, which one of these polarizing actors do you enjoy the most out of that group? And right now in the lead is Nick Cage.
So I was talking to Wooly about this, not about his high school football career, which was the last time I talked to him. But
football!
Is Tom Cruise polarizing?
Yes! Thank you.
Molly just says he's got a punchable face.
So what we wanted to do is leave the off. I feel like Tom Cruise movies and Tom Cruise as an actor isn't polarizing. These are more These are actors who people just don't. I don't like Jack Black because he's just too much of a tryhard.
But I think Tom Cruise is too, though.
But Tom Cruise is like a bankable star. I guess I don't know.
Only thing you hold against him is that his running is weird. He runs the same weird way in every movie.
He's a weird guy.
I mean, he's fast.
We tried to leave the off the.
He looks fast.
We tried to leave the off the movie screen stuff aside, but he could have made a list.
No, that's fair. I didn't know what the parameters were. I'm fine with that. I would agree. Like in terms of his career, there's no denying, right? Like he's been magnificent. Everything he's been in, I think I like.
Agreed.
Especially Jack Reacher, which doesn't seem like a good fit, but that first Jack Reacher movie, he's really good at it.
Awesome.
So Molly, kudos, you and I are on the same page, mm-hmm. but since he's not as part of the conversation, and can I add someone else that Tosh absolutely hates, and I really like?
Yeah.
He thinks this guy's a total no-talent hack. Ben Stiller. Is he polarizing?
I love Ben Stiller.
Yeah, Ben Stiller's amazing.
I get it, though.
Everybody is just enamored with Severance, and he's the director.
Yeah, like, he's an amazing director and actor. Like, no talent is a
massive
whiff.
The Secret Life of Walter Mitty gets teary-eyed every single time.
Yeah. Yeah, Stiller plays comedy. He plays, he can do dramatic, and he's a
and
great
producer. And I
still
quote Zoolander to
director.
This day.
Yeah.
How about John Cusack? How do you feel about him, Jason?
I love John Cusack. I love him in Serendipity.
Yeah.
You know, he's a He's a Chicagoland guy. He's a Midwesterner, so we like him a lot. Sorry, Molly. We were doing so well, too.
Molly's, and all her explanation for this is they've got a punchable face.
So Cruz, Nick Cage, Travolta, and Cusack, she hates all their faces.
What constitutes punchable?
I don't know. It's just their face just like bothers
like,
you.
Like, do I have a punchable face?
No, you're fantastic. Oh, Matt, nice. On the other hand, I mean.
Yeah, that's why I'm on the other side of the table for Molly.
She's trying to punch it too many times.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to know that I'm on the right side of history with Ben Stiller, and Tausch is just flat out wrong.
I think
like,
he is.
He's not.
I've literally never heard anyone say they don't like Ben Stiller. Like, Tausch is the only person who I've ever heard say that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I of the options I'm being given, and again, I have Nick Cage, Travolta, who's also weird off, you know,
he's had a history
of being weird away from the camera.
Yep.
Who are the other two?
Jack Black and Ben Affleck.
So I actually like Ben Affleck.
Same.
I don't know how many times can you remarry people you were married to? I don't know that. But again, we're not counting.
There's a funny joke of like, does he only know two women? Like,
and are they both named Jennifer?
Right. Yes.
It allows him to keep it straight that way.
Yeah.
So I'm going to eliminate him, although I can see why he's on the list. I like the movie School of Rock.
Yeah!
However, I don't know if I like anything else Jack Black has ever done. So my co-host kind of looks like a larger version of him.
Okay.
So I can't eat as much as I want to. I can't say him either. So now I'm down to two options, and I think Nick Cage is obviously out there, but like I love The Family Man. I love Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah.
Have you seen It Could Happen to You? Because he's so good in that.
Yeah, that's another good one. I will say this. I always, from a very post-puberty age, loved Elizabeth Shue.
Oh, yep. And, Leaving Las Vegas, yep.
And I'm not going to lie, I watched that movie purely because I knew that she was naked in it at some point. And it is the most depressing, disgusting. I don't understand why anyone. I mean, it won like an Oscar too, right? Like it was.
Yeah.
But like she gets raped in the movie. He's drinking himself to death.
It's intense.
What the hell am I doing here?
Yeah. I honestly didn't reference that one to you because I figured that's not a Wilde movie. But I understand the crush.
It's not. It is not. It was you know, that was a mistake. That was not, the juice was not worth the squeeze on that. I was so depressed after that. So by process of elimination, congratulations.
That metaphor, is a lot. That's a heavy metaphor there. The juice is not worth the squeeze when going to see an Elizabeth Shue movie. Thanks for that, Jason. You've lost both my co-hosts.
Okay.
Hey, take care, be good.
Time for me to go.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, guys. Take care, be good.
And we got to have go on that on a Friday. That was perfect. Carbon World Health. You can go ask them about GLP-1s, hormone optimization, where to work out. Go to carbonworldhealth.com. Go see their new location in Sun Prairie. Molly's going to tell you more about that a little bit later. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
He was pretty kind in that interview after the way he was talking coming out of the tunnel. Whatever his name was.
That's a gross noise.
Do that again, I'm going to throw up.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like me coughing in the break.
Not in the break, in the show.
Yeah,
coming back from break.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, ESPN Madison on YouTube, and Wisconsin On Demand.